And we try to catch people doing the right things more than the wrong things. I think it's easy to see the wrong things. We're kind of trained as people to look for the no's. But what we want to do is we want to celebrate the victories more. And so we have to turn that on. We have to turn those eyes on to catch the bright moments in life sometimes.
Welcome to Vibrant, a storytelling series about coffee and hospitality. This episode features Patrick Burns. Patrick is the founder of Palace Coffee Company in Amarillo in Canyon, Texas. He and his wife, Crystal, started Palace back in 2011, and now they have three locations. Patrick is also a seasoned barista competition competitor with experience as a sensory judge. You may have caught him emceeing the barista competition over the past few years. Here's Patrick with his story.
The coffee industry has been something that's been really special in my growth as a person. And I didn't really understand the depth of growth that can happen outside of a cafe, really until I got out of my cafe for the first time. We opened up Palace in 2011, and you know, we wanted to start just something that was a small mom-and-pop coffee shop in a small town. We fumbled our way through it, and it was a good moment for us, for me and my wife. But then we kind of wanted to keep progressing and meeting more people in the industry. So we decided to start going to competitions and going to SCA and the regional competitions. And so we got a chance to go out there, and it was there that we felt like we were home. We were around other coffee professionals that, you know, weren't just there for the coffee, but they were there for the community. They're there to support each other, to compete against each other, but in a way that, you know, lifted everybody up. There wasn't anybody there that was really trying to take people out, but it was just this camaraderie that felt amazing. That, you know, being in a small market in the middle of nowhere in the panhandle of Texas, we didn't have that. We always talk about how we're kind of on an island. And so going there was like going, you know, to the big city, and it was fantastic for us. And so we started making relationships with people that, you know, we looked up to, that we idolized in the industry. And so that leads me into my story of hospitality, of how I really felt like there was a moment where I could have given up in coffee. But thankfully, due to some people that we became close friends with, they basically lifted me up and shared their own stories with me to help me keep going. So this story starts on a drive. I was driving to Kansas City from Amarillo with one of my friends who was a barista for me. He just stopped working for me. He actually designed our logo for Palace. And we were a year and a half into Palace. You know, we had one store. We had, you know, a team of eight that were working. And I was the manager. I was running the shop. I was owning the shop. And they're about 60 hours a week. And so I took pride in the environment that we created for our guests, for the hospitality that we provided for them, but also for our staff. And I thought, with my blinders on, that everything was going great. You know, we were able to keep payroll going. We were able to take care of guests. We were able to serve good coffee and teach about, you know, where coffee comes from to people that really had no idea. And so on this drive, I wasn't thinking anything about, you know, hearing anything negative. And it was probably an hour two of the drive up there, which, you know, it's a nice 7-hour drive. My friend just kind of was like, hey, listen, man, there's some stuff going on at the shop that you need to know about. And it just took me aback because I'm there all the time. And I thought that, oh, this is, you know, it's going great. And sure enough, he kind of shared some instances that, you know, some of our baristas were unhappy with and that I really should have been aware of. And I just wasn't. And so for the next 2 to 3 hours, I was just devastated. And so for me to be driving and to hear for 2 or 3 hours about how our staff, you know, our family felt undervalued, it was a dagger to the heart. And it made me rethink a lot of things. But I had no idea what to do with it. And so we were driving to Kansas City because I was going up to meet some coffee professionals who were going to help me on my coffee routine for the regional competition. We went there. The next morning I got up and I went to About the Coffee, which is Marty and Tootie Rowe. And I met Pete Licata and Holly Batson and Robin Sitz. And they were there giving of their own time just to spend time with me to help me grow as a coffee professional and, you know, to compete well. And so my mind wasn't in the right space. You know, I got there, I set up and started going through my routine with them. But they were asking me good questions. They were trying to get me to think differently. But in the back of my mind the whole time was that I've got a shot back home with staff that, you know, they're not happy. they could tell that I wasn't in the right mind. And so they stopped me after about an hour or 2 hours, and they're like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, listen, you know, I know that you guys are taking out of your own time, but I've got this other thing going on over here. And so I really feel like I'm wasting your time. They're like, no, you're not wasting our time. We want to be here with you. We want to support you. How about this? Let's go to lunch and let's just talk. And so we forgot about coffee for a while. We went to lunch and I just shared with them, you know, everything that was going on. And it was this amazing moment where people that I look up to just completely let their guard down and shared with me stories about their history in the coffee industry and about moments that they all had to choose to move forward or to walk away. And what kept them in the industry was taking care of people. They love coffee. They're amazing at coffee. I mean, you know, pizza, a world champ. And what they kept on going back to was, it's about the people. You got to focus on the people. And that just re-energized me to hear that from these amazing voices in our industry. So for 2 hours we talked, you know, I probably cried. And by probably, I mean, I definitely cried. And it helped me move forward to kind of put that aside for a moment and then go back, and we worked on my routine, and, you know, and that was a great, great afternoon. And I was able to go back into my staff whenever I got back home and really recommit to taking my blinders off and not just, you know, talking about hospitality and not just modeling it in certain ways, but really trying to be more active in how, you know, I listened and took care of problems inside the staff. And it really was a moment that changed the trajectory of Palace. And it came about from the simple aspect of people in our industry opening their arms, letting their guard down, and taking care of someone that they saw was hurting a little bit. So I'll be forever grateful for that trip. I'll be forever grateful to those people. And my goal now is to try to help other people in the same way, to find other, you know, coffee shop owners or baristas that might be struggling in certain areas. But that's my way I want to give back, is I want to encourage people with what's happened in my life and share my stories.
Patrick, one of the things that I really like about this story is that sometimes hospitality is about taking a situation that isn't going well and transforming it. And it was through hospitality of colleagues in the industry that you were able to really process and move forward with, like, the own experience that you were having back home. What was it like in the months after that to take what a situation that didn't feel like it was going well and turn it into a healthier environment? Because we do that with guests all the time, right? Someone's not happy and we want to make them happy.
Yeah, I mean, guest recovery is one of the most important things, because we're not always going to be perfect. We're not always going to hit the mark. And I think that's where it starts, is you have to open your eyes to the fact that mistakes are going to happen. We're not going to do things perfect. One of the things that we talk about in orientation with our new baristas is, this isn't the perfect place to work. If you find the perfect place to work, don't take the job there, because you're going to mess it up, because you're a person. And people are messy. We make mistakes, and we're not above that. And we know we're going to make mistakes. So I think I was just in a moment where I thought everything was going perfect. And that's not a place of humbleness. It's a place of haughtiness. And so what that opened the door is, when we got back in town, I called an emergency meeting with our staff, and I just apologized. Because truthfully, that's what I needed to do. As the owner, I set the tone. For people to not feel appreciated or feel like things could be going better, well, that was on me. I committed to really take time to try to listen. I can't say I did it perfectly, and I still don't do it perfectly. But it's an active part of who Palace is at our core, is that everybody has a voice, and no matter how small or how big the issue is, we want to know about it in the right way. And if it's something that we can handle and take care of, we want to do it, because we want our staff to feel taken care of, because we expect a lot out of our baristas. You know, not just coffee quality, but really hosting people well. Taking care of our guests is an everyday, every moment experience for us, because people are valuable in the world, and they're taking time out of their day to stop into our shops, you know, to get a cup of coffee. And so we want to provide that place of, you know, respite for them. And so having a barista that doesn't feel valued or taken care of behind our bar, they're not going to be able to turn around and then value that guest and make that guest feel special. And so as a management team and as an owner, that's what we focus on, is really trying to go in there and encourage and helping our people grow. And sometimes it's the hard conversations we have to have. Sometimes it's coaching that isn't, you know, the bright and cheery flowers and unicorns. Sometimes you have to say some hard truths. Sometimes you have to coach people out of jobs because you can tell that something's going on and we've tried to work on it and it's not working for the best for them or for us. But to me, I think that's the kindest thing you can do, is to not confront situations, because that sounds too harsh, but to be open to situations and to always have ongoing communication about life, about coffee, about life, about experiences inside, outside the shop, because we're people and we need that connection.
What are some examples of how you shape internal hospitality at Palace, or how you encourage your team members to shape it in their own way?
So we have a few things. You know, some of the best things we have going for us is our team. We have Jarbo, who's my right-hand coffee director, someone that's kind of come in and allowed himself to be shaped by Palace Hospitality from the ground up. He moved here to work for us when we opened our second shop. And his passion for people and his love of hospitality has just grown into a real tangible experience that he can share with other people. Because he's not the typical guy like me that I feed off of energy of people. So I love walking tables and talking about, you know, what's going on in people's lives. And for him, it's a different, he goes about it in a different way. And that's where it's healthy, is that we can model different styles of service, different styles of hospitality. We can talk about those because we have those on our management team. You know, I have two other really great managers, Sam and Lauren, and they came into coffee in a very different way. And they have their own way of interacting with guests and interacting with our staff. And so with my wife, she rounds out our management team. And so when you look at, you know, everybody that we have, we're all unique in how we interact. And so I think that's the first way, is you have to model it. You know, every time we walk into a shop, we know that we're on stage. You know, we want people to be able to look at us and see how we interact. So then we can use that as an example. And we try to catch people doing the right things more than the wrong things. I think it's easy to see the wrong things. We're kind of trained as people to look for the no's. But what we want to do is we want to celebrate the victories more. And so we have to turn that on. We have to turn those eyes on to catch the bright moments in life sometimes. So I think that's one way we do it. You know, I learned from, you know, other shops of different things at work. We started doing communication books, basically connection notebooks that we give everybody moleskins and they keep in their aprons. And so they write down connections they make with guests so they can remember that guest better, or, you know, write down an experience that encouraged them on bar. And so we really try to, you know, make sure that's being utilized across the board. And that's not an idea that I came up with. It's something that I, you know, ripped off from another cafe. But that's the other great thing. You know, by networking and being around other coffee professionals, you learn all these great ideas that are going on. And you can pick and choose what you want to work on and see how it affects your overall feel of your shop. So.
What do you think is the most important aspect of hospitality at Palace?
You know, there's a lot that goes into hospitality, but I think the core of taking care of people is it has to come from a place of genuineness. You have to have something in you that wants to take care of that person, that wants to provide a place for people to come and connect. And so it comes from vision. It comes from having to cast a vision of what we do and why it's important every day. I'm someone that is driven by a need to be valued. I want people to see what Palace does is valuable. And so the way that we can become valuable is by valuing other people, valuing our vendors, valuing, you know, the people that walk into our shop, valuing the people in the industry, valuing our community at large, trying to, you know, partner up with nonprofits in our community that are trying to make a difference. We feel like being genuine comes from a place of value. And so we've all had customer service where you felt like you were taken care of, but you were just a number. And for me, that's okay. But we want to go beyond that. We want to go into a place where there's a genuine connection. There's a heartbeat that syncs up in a moment that we wouldn't have if you didn't put the effort forth.
Why is hospitality such an important part of Palace Coffee? Because it has been from the outset.
I got into a business to create something that can last beyond me, that can last beyond my family. And so our fingerprints are all over it. And so I think to a certain degree, there's some vanity in it, that we want to be thought of as a place that can affect people. I would love to hear stories in 20, 30, 40 years of people talking about having their first dates at Palace when they're going to college at West Texas A&M in Canyon. We've had two weddings there. We've had numerous photo shoots for, you know, bridal portraits and, you know, engagement photos and all these things. And I would just love to know that in 2060, someone's sitting down with their grandparents and they can say, "Hey, Grandpa, tell me about how you met Grandma." And they can say, "Well, there was this coffee shop in Canyon, Texas, and that's where I saw her. And that place felt like home." So I think that's the core of it, is that legacies are important. We're not here forever. But how we impact people, that's what's lasting. They might not ever remember my name, but I want them to remember how they felt, because that's what's going to last. We can make the best cup of coffee for them, but once they drink that cup of coffee, that experience is over. But how you make someone feel will last forever. And that goes both ways, good and bad. And so we want the good to outweigh the bad. We want them to come into our place of home, to, you know, put it bluntly, and to really feel like while they're there, they can shake off all of the dust from the world. And so that's at the core of who I am. I want to have interaction with people, and I want to make people feel like they matter. And so that's why our business is built the way it is.
That was Patrick Burns. My name is Mallory Light. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin Cott. To learn more about Patrick and to hear other coffee hospitality stories, visit vibrantpodcast.com.